SBS Radio.
Ang pagtira sa isang bagong bansa ay humaharap sa maraming hamon. Ang paghahanap ng bahay, edukasyon at hanap buhay ay nakaka-stress at maaaring magkaroon ng epekto sa pangkaisipang kalusugan. Para sa tao na nangangailangan, maraming paraan para makakuha ng libreng suporta sa pangkaisipang kalusugan sa Australia. Narito ang ulat ni Audrey Borghey na salin sa wikang Filipino. Isa sa limang Australiano ay nakakaranas ng kasakitan sa kaisipan bawat taon. Nagtatrabaho si Ruth Das sa Mental Health Australia. Ipinaliwanag niya kung paano lumalabas ang mga issue sa pangkaisipang kalusugan sa iba't ibang paraan.
Sometimes people can feel overwhelmed or unable to manage daily activities and have difficulty sleeping, or might feel an overwhelming sense of sadness or stress that's persistent over a number of days. People might experience feeling anxious or worried or not interested in normal activities. They might lose appetite or be worried about a family member, or maybe have experienced some form of trauma before they come to Australia or after coming to Australia that might be impacting on the way that they carry out their normal daily activities.
Si Brandon Hall ay ang pinuno ng Community Support Services sa Beyond Blue, isang organisasyon na tumutugon sa mga isyung naiugnay sa mga pangkaisipang kasakitan. Sinabi niya, ang pag-angkop sa isang bagong kultura ay maaaring mailagay ka sa banta sa pangkaisipang pangkalusugan.
Often, it's the stress or the complications of settling in a new country. There's a lot of anxiety and pressure associated when you have to learn a new language and learn the new systems of a new country. So, you know, finding education or settling your children, finding housing and employment and just working with social security systems, all those sorts of things, because they're new and often quite different from countries that people have come from.
At ang mga tao na bago sa Australia ay kadalas ay walang bagong matatag na sistema ng suporta.
If they've left behind families and friends, settling in a new country, it takes time to get your support network and have people that you can talk to about just the things that you're feeling and going through at the time. Dealing with past trauma or just settling in can just throw up a whole lot of problems and issues that people need to sort through.
Habang ilan sa mga komunidad ay hindi gaanong gumagamit ng serbisyo ng pangkaisipang kalusugan, mahalaga na malaman na ang mga serbisyo ay available na libre at sa maraming wika. Sinabi ni Ruth Das, ang unang lugar na dapat puntahan ay ang iyong GP.
The best thing to do in the first instance is to see a local general practitioner and make an appointment with them. You can also request an interpreter for that initial conversation with your general practitioner, and the general practitioner will organize an interpreter if you don't feel confident in speaking English with your doctor. So talk to the family doctor and then they can direct you where the best support might be. The best thing to do in the first instance is to see a local general practitioner and make an appointment with them. You can also request an interpreter for that initial conversation with your general practitioner, and the general practitioner will organize an interpreter if you don't feel confident in speaking English with your doctor. So talk to the family doctor and then they can direct you where the best support might be.
Depende kung saan ka nakatira sa Australia, maaari kang makakuha ng suporta sa pangkaisipang kalusugan sa iyong wika mula sa mga taong umuunawa sa iyong sitwasyon.
There are some services that are available in different languages. Your GP should be able to direct you to what services are available, but there are also specialized transcultural mental health services in a few states in Australia, particularly New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria. They all have a transcultural mental health service, which can provide services in languages or in English, and are specially designed for people who are migrants or refugees in Australia.
Kung nais mong mayroong makakwentuhan hinggil sa kung ano ang iyong dinaranas o kaagad-agad baka pag-usap kanino man, maaari kang tumawag ng libreng helpline tulad ng Beyond Blue sa 1-300-224-636 o Lifeline sa 131114. Maaari ka rin makipag-usap kahit kanino man online sa beyondblue.org.au at lifeline.org.au. Sinabi ni Brown & Hall ng Beyond Blue, maaari kang tumawag para sa iyong sarili o para sa mahal mo sa buhay.
People can ring up on behalf of a family member or their children about anything that they're experiencing. So that's a good place to start. The Beyond Blue website is also a really good place for information, and we have a lot of our resources that are translated into different languages.
Si Alan Woodward ay ang Executive Director para sa Strategy and Research sa Lifeline. Sinabi niya na isa sa 10 tumatawag sa Lifeline ay may unang wika na hindi Ingles. Kahit nais nila makakuha ng suporta sa kanilang unang wika, maaari silang tumawag sa Translating and Interpreting Services.
The mechanism to speak in a different language to Lifeline is through the telephone interpreter service. So the Lifeline services are not directly provided in languages other than English. But we have found that people will be coming to us through the telephone interpreter service.
Ano man ang nais mong ipasya hinggil dito, sinabi ni Woodward, mahalaga na humingi ng tulong kung kinakailangan.
The central message here is that all of us are vulnerable to issues around our mental health. It's part of our human condition. The research tells us that one half of adult Australians will at some stage in their life face a mental health issue or period of time where their mental health needs particular attention. But we are still working hard to encourage people to reach out and seek help when they need it.
Kung nais mong ma-access ang suporta sa pangkalusugang kaisipan, makipag-appointment sa iyong GP o tumawag sa libreng helpline tulad ng Beyond Blue sa 1-300-224-636 o Lifeline sa 131114.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.